are sitting in for NASCAR, Dave, on a Sunday morning. Marshall Miles here. We kick off this hour with a familiar guest here on Robin Hood Radio. That's Willie Hallahan. And Willie has a regular segment, Sporting a Cause. You can find out more about Sporting a Cause at sportingacause.com. And you can go to their homepage where you'll find out all about them. They've got event calendars. You can contact them at a blog and everything like that. Willie, welcome once again to Sunday in the Country.
Good morning, Marshall. Thanks, as always, for having me on.
Hometown Sunday morning. And so, Sporting a Cause. What's for people that have not heard, which there are probably just about only five or six, explain exactly what Sporting a Cause is.
Well, Sporting a Cause is as a business model, it's a social venture. It's technically for profit, although that may not happen, but it has a social mission. And the mission is to promote sports-related fundraisers in the tri-state area. Events like runs, walkathons, golf tournaments, polar plunges, softball tournaments, anything that can, even with a stretch, be considered a sport, but is definitely raising money for a cause. I put on my website and write out as much as I can about the event so people can find them, all for free. So it's meant to promote both the events and most particularly the charities that are benefiting from them.
Now, we just got finished in Sharon with the longest-running golf tournament ever, and that was the Sharon Fire Department. They postponed it 2 weeks, and even the day they ran it, we had those historic rains. God bless them.
I know. There, for the first time that I remember, there were a bunch of tournaments that that got postponed. Of course, Sharon had the misfortune of having their date on a Tuesday.
Yes.
In that seven-day cycle, I swear it's valid in weather. It rained every Tuesday.
It was amazing. Well, anyway, what are some of the things you want to promote this week?
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to say there's a cool thing that happened yesterday. The Fall Fest Charity 5K Trail Race, the long-named 5K, was part of the Fall Festival in Salisbury. It was held over the ski jumps and benefiting the Housatonic Youth Service Bureau. But during that race, or starting with that race, I've talked before about the 169 Town Society. It's a group of people in Connecticut who are trying to run a race in every town in Connecticut. Well, this lady, April Weinberger, completed her 169th race yesterday at that event. It took her 4 years. And if you do the math, she averaged 42 races a year to achieve it, and it's a big, big deal. Whenever that happens, they have a celebration, and that happened to happen to occur yesterday. Coming up, things are starting to slow down a little bit, but coming up this Friday, the 12th, the Cornwall Consolidated School has their annual walkathon. I love these grade school events because the kids are so enthusiastic and they raise money, and every year, and the schools are teaching philanthropy too to youngsters, and I think that's important. And anyway, whatever in typical walkathon fashion, there's no entry fee, but they're encouraged to fundraise in their families and neighbors and so forth, and bring the proceeds. They have business sponsors, and they always divide the proceeds between a school project, maybe the eighth grade class, and a larger charity. And this year the charity is Water for People. It's an organization that tries to provide clean water to people in the world that desperately need it. That's this coming Friday. On Saturday, the 13th, I can never remember how to pronounce it. Chad told me last week it's a Couch Pipa VFW golf tournament.
Pipa. I made a mistake of saying Pipa. It's Pipa.
It is Pipa. Okay, I'm going to put the long mark over that eye.
I was corrected on that.
That's their tournament, which is one of the ones that has been postponed. It was postponed from September at the Egremont Country Club. Of course, the proceeds go to their VFW programs. New this year, also on Saturday the 13th, is the Mohawk Mountain Race. Both a 5 and 10K race being held at Mohawk Mountain Ski Area, and it's going to use the lay of the land as a race, so it's going to be challenging. I mean, you're going to want to be in some pretty good shape to do that. That's put on by Steep Endurance, which is a for-profit company, but they put on these events and then give a portion of the proceeds to local charities. It's a fairly common thing in events and certainly a legitimate one. That's a new event. Also, next Saturday, the Little Guild Run and Wag at the Cornwall Town Green. This is one of my favorite events. on the homepage of my website. There's a video. I've kept it up there almost a whole year because I haven't found a better one. It shows the start of this 5K race. It's people running with their pet dogs, and it's a hoot. Anytime I need a smile, I go and watch the video, and it serves its purpose. They have something new this year. Before the race, the race starts at noon, and before that, like 10:30, they're holding a reunion of all of the dogs who have been adopted from the Little Guild. So that should be something to behold. And the other thing that's unique about this race is, quite frankly, running events aren't much as a spectator event. You know, it's meant for the participants. You want your runner, you get in the race and you run. But if you're there watching, you know, the racers take off and they come back and that's pretty much it. This is a spectator event. The run and wag is just a hoot. You get there early and you see all the pets and everything, and especially this reunion, that should be something to behold. I'll be taking pictures there. Anyway, that takes place next Saturday, the 13th, at the Cornwall Town Green. And then the next day, on Sunday, the 14th, there's a run for the hills. This is both a 5 and 10K race and a 1K walk held at Bard College. And that benefits the Great Barrington Land Conservancy. A lot of the events kind of surprised me, and I'm not sure why, but a lot of the events I cover raise money for land kind of issues, land conservancy, preservation, so forth. Also next Sunday is Making Strides of Litchfield County Against Breast Cancer. That's at White Memorial. Many events are held there, and that benefits the American Cancer Society. And bringing up the end next Sunday is the Fall Foliage Half Marathon and 5K, and that's being held at Dutchess County Fairgrounds in Rhinebeck. That's benefiting two organizations, both the Michael J. Fox Foundation and the Northern Dutchess Hospital Foundation. So that's it. You know, the events are starting to wind down in number, but there's still plenty to do if you're interested in either participating or going to watch, especially the Little Guild Run and Wag. If you're an animal, even if you're not an animal lover, you can't help but find joy in going to an event like this where people are there with their pets. It doesn't get better.
All right. Now, speaking about finding joy, today is a sporting a cause event. Really, it's not really sports, but it is for a cause, and that is the Brewski Fest.
Yes, yes. Thank you for mentioning that, Marshall. Besides my website, I'm also one of the directors of the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, SWASA for short. And one of our major fundraisers is today over at the ski jump site, and it's called the Brewski Fest. We're in our eighth or ninth year, I can't remember which. And it's a collection of, there were up to 42 breweries for both beer and cider and spiked sodas. It's all tented. We won't have to worry about rain today, but even if we did, everything's under a tent. And it's become a hugely popular event, even with people who are aficionados of these tastings. They've been to tastings large and small. I think the Foxwoods or one of the casinos has a mammoth one. This is far more intimate than that. We get 350, maybe 400 people to these. But one of the features, one of the things people like is that, one, we do have the diversity of beers that even the big places have. But without the mobs of people, you don't have to stand in line for 10 minutes just to get a taste of beer. You can just go up to one of the tables or one of the breweries and talk to somebody, get a sample of beer, talk to somebody who knows what they're talking about, find out the particulars of the brewing process. That's what a lot of people like to know.
And where can you do it? At the foot of a ski jump?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you talk about a unique setting. There's nothing, you don't have to. It's a beautiful place to see, even in the non-winter time. You know, and autumn in New England, of course, there are maples and stuff around. The leaves are turning, and the weather's going to be warm today. Good beer tasting weather. You got live music, the Steve Dunn Band, and it's kind of an amphitheater there when you think about it, with the hill in the background and everything. So you can hear the music. The Southern Country Food Drive are going to be cooking burgers and dogs and brats. To benefit their organization, so it doesn't get better. It's 1 to 4. Advanced, you can actually still get advanced sale tickets, I think, right up to the event, either at the State Line Wine and Spirits in Canaan, or online, $30 in advance or $35 at the door. The door, in our case, is a funky looking wagon about halfway down the road. It's going to be a great time. Always, we fret about the weather because no matter how good the event is and how nice the setting is and all that, weather is everything. And it may be a little overcast today, but who cares? It's going to be warm, it's like a party atmosphere.
Right. It wouldn't be a Salisbury winter sports event if you didn't have to worry about the weather.
That's for sure, yeah. We live and die by the weather, and virtually all of our events are outside. So it's always a crapshoot, but it looks like we're going to win that crapshoot today.
And that is today from 1 to 4 at Satry Hill in Salisbury, Connecticut.
Yep.
And I just want to get a little plug in here because it starts at about a half hour. First time, new time event for the weekend at Community Field in Lakeville. They're going to have the dog show where you bring your dogs.
Right.
Dogs or cats, anything that has four legs, no snakes or things that slam around. And that begins at 11:30. There's a 3/10 of a mile parade. There's going to be lots of things going on. All the dogs, cats, whatever, that doesn't have to be on leash.
Yeah,
that's a brand new event that's going on today,
right.
Beginning
and,
at 11:30.
And you make the point, even if your end destination is going to be the Brewski Fest, you should come early, a couple hours early, and just take a spin through the walk through the center of Salisbury. There's so many things going on. I didn't have much time yesterday, but I took a stroll through their craft booze and all kinds of nonprofits promoting what they do. And there's food, there's drink, there's all kinds of things. There was a magic show yesterday. I'm not sure if they're doing that again today, but lots to do. It's not just the brewski, and it's become so popular. Thousands of people come into town for this. It's amazing.
All right, Willie, we'll check with you again next week. Once again, it's sportingacause.com on the web.
Thank you, Marshall, so much.